Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes it after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hell, it is not Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid. It's Tim Allen filling in for Billy tonight, and it is a final from the FedEx Forum in Memphis, and all I can say is what a game. The results were good. The first three quarters were, okay, a battle, especially that third quarter. But the Bucks prevail in this one as they get a hard-fought victory. You talk about a guy that takes over. Wow. Giannis takes over in the fourth quarter, and he really, this is kind of what big-time stars do. They just put the rest of the team on their back, and they go for it. 17 points, a couple of three-pointers in the fourth quarter for Giannis. And how about Jaren Jackson? I mean, this guy, I mean, we've all been hot out at the out on the court, all of us, playing a little game of horse. You can't miss. You're taking money from your buddies. Jaren Jackson was just He was amazing in the third quarter. We'll get to that coming up in just a little while. I want to get your reaction. 127-114 victory for the Bucks over the Grizzlies. Now 17 consecutive victories, an overall mark of 23-3. 23-3 to start the 2019-20 championship season. They haven't lost a basketball game since November 8th. Now, it did come at a little bit of a cost. Eric Bledsoe did leave the game. It looks like a shin contusion for Bledsoe. But, wow, it looked as if the Bucks were ripe for the picking in this one, guys. And then it just, like the switch got flipped, and the Bucks down five, and just like a freight train in that fourth quarter. This was a fun game to watch, especially those of you that stuck around. You were kind of thinking, raise your hand, you were kind of thinking the streak might be done. It did cross my mind a little bit. I knew it'd be close at the end. You kind of figured it would be close toward the end. But the Bucks just run away with this thing in the fourth quarter. Let's go back over some of the game notes in our recap tonight. Bucks trailed early, a couple of buckets for Memphis, but Middleton with a bucket, Giannis and one early, gives the Bucks their first lead. Bledsoe, a couple of free throws early. Middleton, that three-point shot, and the Bucks take an early seven-point lead. Grizzlies actually had to use a timeout within the first 3.5 minutes of the ball game. Bucks go up 17-10. Grizzlies start chipping away. Bucks were up 21-16 when Solomon Hill hits a three to make it 21-19. DJ Wilson answers that with a three of his own. Later on in that quarter, DiVincenzo hooks up with DJ Wilson. Nice backdoor. Makes it 26-21 Bucks with 4 minutes to play in that first quarter. Giannis, a drive, makes it 35-26 with under a minute to play in that first. Grizzlies answer with a three. At the end of one, 35-29, a good chunk of the quarter with the reserves in. Hill, DJ Wilson, Sterling Brown, DiVincenzo, and Robin Lopez. Good chunk of minutes for those guys. Robin Lopez in there as well. Ersan, really the only one not to get minutes. Bucks up six at the end of one. And you noticed a couple of threes there by Memphis. You could tell that they were knocking down their threes and perimeter defense was going to be an issue in this game. Early on in that second quarter, the Grizzlies get within three, 37-34. Giannis, a couple of free throws. And at that point, he was 3-for-3 in the game. Bucks bring back Bledsoe and Middleton early on in that second quarter, 3.5 minutes in. The Bucks take a, their biggest lead of the night to that point at 9 points, 43-34, after a monster jam by Giannis. And another monster jam gets punished by Giannis. More on that in just a second. Bucks a couple of opportunities to extend past the 9-point lead. They don't get it done. Little sloppy in that second quarter. A couple of threes by Memphis. They're right back into it with under 5 to play in the first half. A 1-point game, 48-47. And coming out of a timeout, Matthews with a T. And the Grizzlies tied up right there. DiVincenzo, a big shot. That ended a 14-5 run for the Grizzlies. Middleton, a couple of free throws to extend the lead back to 4 points. Grizzlies come right back. They got a fight on their hands, get the game within two. Then a 3-point shot is down with a foul to give the Grizzlies their first lead of the night since early in the first quarter. And they sink that extra shot, 54-52 Memphis. Middleton knocks down a shot to tie it at 54. Giannis a big three. The game was tied at 57 with a minute and a half to play in that first half. Another turnover for the Bucks. 12 turnovers to that point. And Memphis goes up two. Giannis, a couple of free throws, ties the game up again. Back and forth we go. He's 5 for 5 at the line. Memphis goes up three with their 10th three-pointer of the game with under 30 seconds to play. But with the Bucks down one and seconds remaining, a miss by Memphis. George Hill, about a 45-footer at the buzzer to give the Bucks a halftime lead, 64-62. Giannis with 18 at the half. Giannis also 5 for 5 at the line. 7 off the bench for DJ Wilson, 15 for Middleton at the half. Bledsoe with 10, and of course Giannis with those 18. So early on in the third quarter, a couple of minutes in, the Bucks extend that lead to 7 before Memphis calls again an early timeout. In the second half, out of the timeout, Lopez a 3 to give the Bucks their first double-digit lead, up 10 early third. Memphis with their 3. Bledsoe and Matthews collide on that 3-point shot by Memphis. And they're both dinged up a little bit. Bledsoe heads to the locker room, a shin bruise, a shin contusion. He will not return in this basketball game. Jaren Jackson, another 3 to cut the lead to 4. Then he hits another 3 after a Lopez miss to cut it to 1. Giannis on the other end with his 4th foul with 7:19 to go in the quarter. That's the 3rd. And Bucks lead just 1 point mid-3rd. A challenge by Budenholzer to no avail. Bledsoe hurt. Giannis to the bench. Budenholzer loses that challenge. I mean, things not going well for the Milwaukee Bucks here through, 2.5 quarters of this game. Lopez comes back. Jaren Jackson again hits a 3 to give the Grizzlies a 3-point lead, 80-77 in the mid-3rd. 15-2 run in that third quarter. Bucks getting sloppy again. Grizzlies stay hot. Jaren Jackson, another 3, and then a 2, and then another 3. Jackson with 30 points on the night. Jackson hits his 7th three-pointer of the quarter. This one banks in, and the Grizzlies go up by 8 points, make it 9 points, and now a 10-point lead for Memphis. 24 in the quarter for Jaren Jackson, DiVincenzo, and then Sterling Brown hits a 3, cuts that lead in half, 93-88. What a game, you're thinking at this point. Under a minute to play in the third, Jackson answers with a 2 to go back up 5 as the Bucks had cut it to 3. Bucks get the final possession, and that's how the third quarter ends. 26 points for Jaren Jackson in the third quarter. 26 points for Jaren Jackson in that third quarter. Bucks down 95-90. They get down to business in the fourth quarter. A couple of buckets by Middleton, and then Giannis gives the Bucks a 96-95 lead early in that fourth quarter. A 3 by Memphis. Bucks right back. Giannis with a free throw, and then a slam. as the Bucks get the offensive board off that free throw. Giannis teed up right there for being, I think, too demonstrative. Mayor Mitch is with us tonight. Mitch, how did you see that tee? And we'll have that as one of our features tonight. But how in the world do you make that call right there on Giannis?
I have no idea. I mean, there's no way the NBA makes that call or an official makes that call on LeBron James. That's all I'm saying. I don't even know who Giannis really was yelling at. I think I assume the ref must have thought it was yelling at him because he was upset about prior calls and non-calls against him. That's about the only thing I can think of.
I think he was just barking like to himself.
He was really yes, and maybe it was just too much. I guess in 2019 wow. where we had to call a technical foul.
And a tie game at 99 after they make the tee. 6.5 to play. Bucks up one out of a timeout. Middleton, huge three-pointer right there. Then a three-second violation on Jaren Jackson. Then Giannis answers that turnover with a huge three-pointer. Suddenly, the Bucks up 7 with under 6 minutes to play. Bucks up 6 with 4 minutes to play. Giannis extends it to a 9-point lead with another three, his second of the fourth quarter tonight. After a stop, Giannis with an and one. 17 points in the fourth quarter for Giannis Antetokounmpo as he hits the free throw. Bucks are up 12, and Middleton a three. Jaren Jackson a three-point play to answer it, but George Hill puts the final nail in late, and the Bucks go on for the victory tonight. Giannis, 37 points, 12 of 23, 11 boards, a couple of assists, 10 of 13 from the free throw line. That is huge, guys. 10 of 13 for Giannis. I'll tell you, that is going to bode well down the stretch here for the Milwaukee Bucks. If he can put down the charity stripe shots, I mean, come on. 10 of 13? 17 in the fourth quarter. 26 for Middleton tonight. 10 of 19 shooting. 3 of 6 beyond the arc. 3 for 3 from the line. 3 boards, 3 assists. Bledsoe left the game. He ended up with 12 points. And the Bucks cruise to that victory final. 127-114. Bucks outscore Memphis in the fourth quarter 37-19 in their 17th consecutive victory. Want to get your reaction on this one? Raise your hand if you thought the Bucks were gonna lose this one. They certainly were challenged in this one through, well, three quarters, really. And they just took over. Really, Giannis took over, but a team win, as always, as the Bucks get it done. 17 consecutive. They've won 21 of their last 22 games. They haven't lost a game since November 8th. That's November 8th. Here we are, December 13th. And the winning streak continues. The beat goes on for the Bucks. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. Tim Allen, Mayor Mitch is here as well. A lot to get to tonight. Hopefully we're going to hear from Giannis. We'll hear from Coach Bud and a lot more coming up. Your reaction here on a Bucks test? Is that what it was? Yeah, we'll talk more after the break here on The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show as the Bucks get the victory, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim Allen and Mayor Mitch hanging out as well. The drive of the game in this one. Guys, one thing I loved in this game here, obviously the outcome, obviously the fight back, when you kind of thought it wasn't going to be the Bucks night tonight. Maybe the streak was going to end. It happens. One of the best things to happen was to see Giannis actually, you know, get pissed, really, and take over. And the drive of the game, he gets teed up. Well, we can't figure out why he was teed up. But nonetheless, maybe we'll get some details from Budenholzer on that, or maybe even Giannis to get a couple of comments on that coming up in just a little while. But this has to be our drive of the game as Giannis pounds one home.
Giannis sees a three-man defensive wall. gets it back, right-handed hammer.
Middleton back to Giannis. Assessed a technical foul.
Well, Leon Wood has been the bane of his existence tonight.
Nice call. Fox Sports Wisconsin, Marcus Johnson. I agree. Leon Wood, I don't know what was going on with him and Giannis, but nonetheless, Giannis gets teed up right there. And that's one of the better things. I don't know if we've seen it too many times where he just says, all right, man, you want to play that way? I'm going to take over. And that's exactly what he did. Let's quickly get what we can and get some details on Eric Bledsoe and check out the injury report as well.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Well, we knew Kyle Korver had a little bit of a back issue. He was not going to play today. Ersan, did he even get in the game? I don't believe he did. So that might have been a rest situation. But the big one tonight, Bledsoe and Wes Matthews collided on one of those 2.8 million three-pointers that Memphis hit tonight. And I thought for a second there that Matthews received the biggest blow in that collision, but it really ended up to be Eric Bledsoe as a shin contusion. So you guys have run into coffee tables before, right? You get it right there in that shin. It gets a little dent in your shin that never goes away. It's still there. Now, I don't know what it was, but that looks to be is what they're reporting, a shin contusion. So there's your injury report in the Bucks 127-114 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies from FedEx Forum in Memphis. And the streak now at 17. Giannis gets what I think motivated by a tee late in the game, in the fourth quarter, with the Bucks really having their hands full. And he just took over 17 points, including a couple of threes, in that fourth quarter. And the Bucks go on for that victory. But it was pretty impressive to see Giannis take over like that. And clearly, it appeared tonight, first of all, that, you know, Giannis had eyeballs on him. And it's funny how Giannis can get hacked and not a lot of fouls called on him. Yet, you know, some of the Bucks calls, some of the Bucks foul calls, I mean, I think they looked at someone wrong or breathed on somebody. This was a weird game in that regard, but the Bucks go on for that 13-point victory tonight and extend the winning streak to 17. If you want to get your reaction, 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from Coach Budenholzer coming up in just a little while. Also wanted to ran into this conversation earlier this week on the air a couple of different times, and it got me to thinking. I was listening to the Big Show the other day, and they were asking the question, you know, does it seem to you like the hype is there around Bucks basketball? And it got me thinking, knowing I was going to do this show tonight, that I know you guys are into Bucks basketball by virtue of the fact that you're listening to a show like this. It's a slam dunk. You guys love it. I love it. I'm absorbing as much Bucks basketball as I can, and here's the reason why. They are legit good, like legit good, historically good. Think about it. They're 22-3, guys. Their margin of victory, this is the impressive one. They're not just beating people. They're beating people. They're blowing people away. Margin of victory, I believe coming into this game, was 13.6, I want to say. The record is 12.5. I mean, they're beating it pretty good. It may seem like it's just about a point. No, that's pretty big. Historically big, they're blowing people out. So, long story short, We know that you guys are into it. And the hype is there for me. The hype is there for Mitch. I know Mitch, you're a huge, huge NBA fan. Huge. And how do you not take a look at a situation like this and say, we have one of the best teams in the NBA, bar none, except maybe two other teams, maybe? It's a slam dunk. You love the NBA, you love the Milwaukee Bucks. But are your friends starting to buy in? And that's what it got me thinking about. Is your family member starting to say, hey, you know what? The Bucks are doing pretty good. And your response is, I told you so. I've been telling you about these guys. Hey, they just won 15 straight, or they just won 12 straight. This is going back a few weeks. Hey, they're on a winning streak of 10 in a row, man. They looks like they're going to be pretty good. So now you have others starting to jump on the bandwagon. I'm guessing, that's just a guess on my part, that you're into it because you're listening to this. You're into it because you watch the game. You listen to the game. You follow the game. But are your buddies down at the bar, or whatever you're out shooting darts with them, or in your bowling league, are they starting to buy in now? They're 22-3. They won 22 of the first 25 games. The one game they lost was on a buzzer beater. That was to Utah on November 8th. The other two losses to Miami and Boston, they had substantial leads in those games. So when you talk about the three, it easily could be a 24-1 mark. Easily. And again, the margin of victory is one of the impressive things about this. But is the community starting to fall into play here? I noticed the Bucks. You watch Fox Sports Wisconsin. You listen to them on the flagship. And there are a million different promotions going on. Different jerseys and giveaways and ticket specials. And you name it, it's there. I think they're setting the precedent here for what's turning out to be looking like a great season. Maybe one of the best, if not the best season in franchise history. And yes, I know they won the NBA title back in the early 70s. 414-799-1250. We'll get back to the show here in just a second. Coach Budenholzer going to be up shortly here. Really want to find out the inside story on this one. Where was the motivation in Giannis here? Because I think it was a T for no reason. We'll do that next. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim Allen in for Billy tonight. Bucks win it 127-114.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Tim Allen in for Baby Taus tonight, and a Bucks victory, their 17th consecutive victory. Winning streak at 17. They can make it 18 back home tomorrow against Cleveland. They can make it 19 on Monday against Dallas, and then it gets to Thursday night. You did look at the schedule, right, Mitch? You know what's going on Thursday, right?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah. That's an understatement. It's it's the Bucks and the Lakers on Thursday. So you can get it to, like I said, 18-19. You could tie the franchise mark with a win over the Lakers. And again, one game at a time mantra, I get all that. But they get the victory tonight, 127-114. Turnovers a little on the ugly side tonight, especially in that first, two and a half quarters or so. That wasn't real impressive. There was some sloppy play. It was not a pretty game offensively for the Bucks until late. But, hey, that's what teams do, man. When they're not playing the best, they still get the victory, and that's exactly what the Bucks did. Our defensive play of the game tonight, Mitch.
Yeah, the Bucks actually were up by 9 in this game, and it came courtesy of this Giannis flush. The Bucks denied Dylan Brooks, who was a thorn in the side of the Bucks in the first half from Memphis, and then they run out, and Giannis gets the finish.
Giannis on the other end, able to control. Here come the Bucks. Bledsoe. 9 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Eric Bledsoe kicks it out. Giannis Antetokounmpo in Memphis. Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
X Factor in this one. I think you could make the case for Leon Wood, one of the referees in tonight's festivities. I wonder. It does make you wonder sometimes, doesn't it? When you guys watch this game, there are human beings involved here, one of which is a referee, the other of which is a player. And I think there's personality conflicts in life. It makes you wonder. It does. Man, because it didn't appear that Giannis did anything to deserve a T on that. Too demonstrative, maybe on a jam. I mean, come on. We have seen a lot worse than that. And as Mitch said last hour, no way LeBron James is teed up for that same exact thing. For the exact thing, there's no chance he gets teed up. Kobe in the day. Michael in the day. No chance. X factors in this one. There's two of them. Well, there's a few of them. Leon Wood, referee. Giannis, certainly an X factor in this one. That it just took over in the fourth quarter. You didn't really think he was going to make it through the game. With four fouls, he had to take a seat in the third for a good chunk of minutes. So there's a couple. And then you have Jaren Jackson, who guys hit 7 3-pointers in the third quarter, 26 points, a career high for Jaren Jackson. That definitely is an X factor. But, Mitch, what do you have?
I think Giannis. I mean, just imposing his will. I mean, he had foul trouble throughout the game and really just took over. Hit a couple of big threes in the fourth quarter, which, I mean, he's starting to get a ton of traction on his three-point shooting this year. 3 of 7 tonight, and two of them were just gigantic. When the game was still in the balance.
Yeah, a couple of threes in the fourth quarter. I'm not sure I'm the biggest of fans of him shooting threes, but I guess while you're on a winning streak here like they are, maybe you're afforded some time for him to work on that part of his game. And that may come in handy down the line. But there's your X factors in a Bucks 127-114 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies, their 17th consecutive victory. And the Bucks haven't lost since November 8th. I like it. Giannis, 38 points tonight. And as Mitch just said, 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. I think one of the more impressive stats here, guys, 10 of 13 from the charity stripe. 10 of 13 for Giannis? That's crazy. Has he had a better night from the line, Mitch? We're going to check that out.
It doesn't seem like it this year, but he's been he was good tonight. And that was, you know, maybe an even bigger part of his X factor, just being able to knock down some of those free throws as well.
I think so. And I think you're right. I don't believe he's had a better night from the line than that, at least in that volume, 10 of 13, 13 times, 13 attempts. But, man, that's pretty amazing. That, to me, is more important, I believe, than the three-point efficiency for Giannis. I think it's right at the line. People are going to just – teams are just going to put him at the line. You're going to shoot 50% from the stripe. I'd put him on the line, too. And that to me, is big. 10 of 13 from the line for Giannis. Part of a 38-point night.
He was 14 of 18 in that win at the Los Angeles Clippers back on November 6th. That's a pretty good one as well.
So he had another decent one. And those are good signs. Those are great signs, honestly. I think more important, as I said, than the three-pointer. All right, Coach Budenholzer, let's see if we can add some insight on a couple of different things. Jaren Jackson. We'll do that after the break here in just a second. Jaren Jackson and some, I don't know, unconscious. You've heard the term in basketball. You've seen it tonight in Jackson. 7 3-pointers in that third quarter. 26 points in that third quarter for Jackson. That dude just took over. One of them was straight away and banked in. I mean, he was backed up and just launched. I mean, you've made some lucky shots. I don't know if you call that lucky when you're in that kind of zone, but he was definitely in the zone in this one tonight. But to no avail as the Bucks do get the victory. We'll take a break, come back, hear from Coach Bud. If you want to join the conversation, there's a little time left for you at 414-799-1250. You can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter as well. As the Bucks beat the Memphis Grizzlies for their 17th consecutive victory, you're listening to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Tim Allen in for Billy tonight as we are driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. We'll be back on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
I don't think they're ever going to lose again. It just feels like that. After being down 10 in this game in the third quarter, as Jaren Jackson takes over all of basketball, they come back and they win. No problem. 127-114. They actually cruise to a 13-point victory. Giannis, 38 points. Just doing his best to increase the average. He was teed up in this game. Had some foul trouble in this game. Had a few issues with Leon Wood in this game. But nonetheless, the Bucks get the victory. Their 17th consecutive victory. 21 wins in their last 22 games. That's a force, guys. It is. It's an NBA force. By the way, if you're keeping track and looking ahead just a little bit, we'll have our eye on the enemy, and that is the Los Angeles Lakers, who tonight got another victory as well. We'll compare the two coming up in just a bit. Let's hear from Coach Bud.
Just, you know, I think proud of the guys for finding a way to win a game. A lot of credit to Memphis, how well they played. Jaren Jackson, obviously, just a pretty incredible individual performance from the three-point line everywhere. And really their whole team. Obviously, feel like Taylor's doing a great job with them. It's overcome a heck of an effort by them with a huge fourth quarter by us. Giannis and Chris just kind of took us home, so it was a good win.
You see any similarities between Jaren and Brick, obviously, both being good rim protectors and flying through coaches?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, anytime you can defensively protect the paint, protect the basket, you know, that's where it always starts. If you can't do that, your defense is probably not going to be very good. And then on the other end, if you can stretch them out, which makes it harder for the other team to protect the paint, protect the basket. So, if you can find unique bigs like Jaren and Brooke, they can really change the game.
It's going to look like they might snowball on you guys late in the third quarter. What do you think about the way the bench unit there closed the quarter to make it a 5-point game?
Yeah, I thought that was huge. That was maybe the difference in the game, that, you know, they threw a huge punch and, I think we were down 10 or more. And to close the quarter, and it felt like we had a, you know, kind of a little bit of calm, a little bit of poise going into that fourth quarter timeout because we'd cut it to 5, and it just felt like a game that we could go and get in the fourth quarter.
You guys started switching in the fourth quarter. Just what did you see from your guys' execution switching? And I would assume Jaren was hitting those threes, that's why you guys decided to cut it. But maybe it's something different.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was part of it. I would say it was just in general, like we just needed to change the flow of the game and just try and do something different. And, you know, they once they take Valanciunas out of the game, they play some kind of smaller groups, and especially, you know, Jackson and maybe out too. And so, Just we needed to change the rhythm up, and I thought the execution of it was mostly good.
With Wes, I mean, he's just one of those guys that seems to be able to compete. He had Jaren for a long stretch. So what do you think of his job with the physicality with Jaren in the paint?
I thought it was great. Like, it's just so nice for a coach to have a guy like Wesley Matthews that you can throw on a you know, 6'10", 6'11", guy like Jaren Jackson and feel like he can fight him in the post, make things hard for him, put him on the best wings in the league. And he's just a great weapon to have defensively. He takes a lot of pride in being really great on that end of the court.
Chris is hitting from all spots on the floor right now. As a coach, how nice is it to see him kind of be in a rhythm for multiple games in a row? Do you feel like he's in a different kind of rhythm right now?
Yeah, I think it's mostly good. And then you feel like it's like he's, you know, missing just a couple more where, like, I think he could even, you know, pop for a bigger one. But he's playing really well. You know, we rode him pretty hard. He played a ton of minutes tonight. So, but we needed him to kind of get us through some stretches. And I think he's playing really well.
17 fourth quarter points for Giannis. He starts that quarter with four personal fouls. I know it's tough without using superlatives to talk about what he's able to do each night, but it just felt like one of those nights where he wasn't going to let you lose.
Yeah, you know, I think, I don't know if maybe the silver lining was he had a long rest there the third quarter, and like we talked about, that group kind of got us to five. I felt like, you know, when he sees his teammates playing well and sees his teammates, you know, cut it to five, and he's like, okay, you know, he's ready to roll now, and I thought he was fabulous, you know, and he makes, you know, at least one, I think maybe two threes, and finishing in the basket, and defensively, I think he's doing good things, so... Yeah, I mean, he was just outstanding in the fourth quarter.
Any update on Eric on that hard fall he suffered, I think, in the third quarter?
Yeah, he's got a shin contusion, I think, is how it was described to me. So it'll be important to see how he comes in tomorrow morning. We'll know a lot more tomorrow morning, but, you know, it's a shin contusion is what I know.
Obviously, you can't game plan for a guy hitting 7 threes out of the quarter, but to see how prolific Jaren has been from three in the last month or so, like, is this a surprise for you at all to see just how good he's gotten, considering last year he was okay from behind the arc and not prolific?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to see a guy go for 7 1/4 and just get hot like that is pretty impressive. And, you know, a few of them are in different situations. He's coming off like a pin down almost and hitting some threes. And so, you know, I don't watch enough to know exactly, you know, how he's started the year and so on and so forth. But certainly tonight, incredibly impressive.
Behold our mortal enemy.
We're keeping an eye on the enemy.
How did the bad guy look tonight?
Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
So the Bucks beat the Grizzlies tonight, and they've got a back-to-back as they'll head back to Milwaukee and take on Cleveland tomorrow. They've got Dallas on Monday, and then it's the L.A. Lakers on Thursday. Now, it's not like we're going to skip over the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's not like we're going to skip over the Dallas Mavericks. But isn't it fun to take a projected look at that matchup between Milwaukee and L.A.? L.A. gets the victory tonight. A rare loss for the Miami Heat down in Miami on their home floor as the Lakers get the 113-110 victory over the Heat. And obviously the Bucks win tonight, so their record's identical, 23-3. Is that right?
That's correct.
23-3. So 23 of the first 26 games as the both of these teams win. So and keeping an eye on the enemy. Hell, who knows, guys? That could be a preview of the NBA Finals on Thursday. Again, you hate to jump over Cleveland and Dallas, but boy, wouldn't that be something? They both come in with similar, if not even, records, and watch that one go down. Giannis and LeBron,
and Anthony Davis on the Lakers. I mean, he's been a huge, obviously, ingredient to their success as well.
Oh, a stud! Yeah. But really, I think a lot of this could, the baton passing, if you will, and LeBron, look at his average. He's averaging up there too. It's like he's got a fountain of youth going tonight or this year. That could be, just to project out a little bit, keep an eye on the enemy, that could project out to be a signature win for Giannis. That could be the one. Just keep that in your hip pocket. Matt Velazquez, JS Online, the Journal Sentinel. Let's talk some Bucks basketball with him next on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North after a Bucks 127-114 victory over Memphis.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velazquez.
Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Well, the Bucks do it again. 17th consecutive victory, 21st in their last 22 games. And again, I keep referring back to the November 8th date because that's the last time this basketball team lost a game. 17 consecutive, and Giannis 38 points, and an amazing takeover late in this basketball game. And we're a game in which you thought the Bucks were ripe for the picking. Let's talk more as we hit the great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in from Journal Sentinel and JS Online, Matt Velazquez. Matt, your thoughts here through 2.5 quarters, maybe almost three, up until the tail end of that third quarter, it looked like the Bucks were ripe for the picking tonight.
Yeah, this was the worst position I've seen them in since the 17 game win streak started. I mean, I don't think they've had a 10 point deficit in that time, and if they have, it doesn't ring a bell to me. But you know, I remember at halftime I was sitting next to my colleague Eric Name, and I told him, they're going up two. I think it was a game they win by double digits. And, at that point, they're down 10. And I was like, well, not looking so hot. But at the same time, Jaren Jackson Jr. was on another planet, like doing all kinds of stuff, shooting three ball. The Grizzlies were playing the absolute best they possibly could. And then by the end of the third quarter, they're only up five. And, I was like, I think the Bucks, they still got this. I was still pretty confident, just considering that I didn't think the Grizzlies could do what they had done that whole time. Plus, Giannis hadn't played all that much. And lo and behold, Giannis comes back in. He plays 8.5 minutes, gets the Bucks up by 12, subs out. It doesn't have to come back in because they're able to cruise from there.
I heard, I think it was you that brought it up to Budenholzer about that late third quarter where you do cut that lead in half. And it dawned on me, I didn't think about it at the time. So you guys were a little ahead of me on that for sure. But it makes sense now that there's a huge difference in that. And Giannis gets it done by his teammates. But the number 10 to 5, I mean, it's sort of that subliminal, hey, it's only a 5-point game, for crying out loud. I thought it was a point well taken. And I definitely took note of that while I was listening to Coach Bud and you guys after this ball game. So Jaren Jackson goes off. Giannis, then he does have a little bit of rest. And Matt, let me ask you this: do you think he was motivated by some of the issues that was going on with Leon Wood, or what? Do you see some of these other superstars in basketball life getting teed up for what happened tonight?
Yeah, it was kind of a soft tee. I think all he said was that he dunked on his head, or he might have thrown an expletive in there. He's mean mugging. He's doing stuff that he normally does. Apparently that was enough for a tee. I don't necessarily watch enough other teams. I do watch on the days the Bucks aren't playing, but I think that that kind of stuff happens. I think that if there's anything to convince you that superstar calls don't exist and you just watch Giannis, I don't think he gets necessarily superstar calls. I don't know that every superstar does. But I think that what he was motivated by, though, was he picks up two offensive fouls in the third quarter pretty quickly. Jaren Jackson Jr. drew both of them, and then while he's on the bench, and he said as much in the locker room, he said he's sitting on the bench, and Jaren Jackson makes four of the seven threes he made in the third quarter after Giannis had checked out, and so he's sitting there watching him make all these crazy threes, banking them in, shooting like basically from half court sometimes, and he's like, okay, I got to get in there, so I got to stop him. I need to go in there. I need to do something about this. I need to take over for my team. I need to to bring it when I come back in, and that's exactly what he did. I mean, they employed more of a switching defense than they usually do. They're not really a switching team. So they made sure to take away Jaren Jackson's three-point, you know, ability where before he was popping and being open. And now they had, you know, a guy on him as they were switching. You know, so that really helped in the fourth quarter. And then Giannis, I mean, he went bully ball a couple of times, especially on Jaren Jackson and Bruno Caboclo on one instance for a dunk. But he was going at those guys, trying to get to the rim, trying to score, drawing fouls. And then they left him open, and he was knocking down threes. So, you know, basically the full complement of Giannis' abilities were on display in the fourth quarter, and that's exactly what the Bucks needed.
It was pretty impressive, I got to say. This was, it may fly under the radar a little bit, Matt, because it was Memphis. But, man, those of us that followed, and you certainly, that just followed every second of this game, you realize, and you just nutshelled it right there, you just realize what a force that dude is. And when he puts his mind to it, he's all over the board. Listen, 10 for 13 on free throws, or 3 of 7 from beyond the arc, which is more impressive?
I mean, they're both impressive for Giannis, but I would say that the threes were, I mean, both were critical, but the threes really stood out because the game was so close. In the fourth quarter, he had started 1 of 5. You know, some guys, when they start 1 of 5, are going to shy away. But he got an opportunity where I think the Bucks were up 4. He missed a free throw. They got the rebound. I think that's what the situation was. And then he backs it out. He's on the wing. And he realizes they just keep sinking off. So that they're sinking off. And so he slowly just dribbles to the center of the court, pops a three. You know, later on, he adds another three. He was saying that, you know, Taylor Jenkins, who is a former Bucks assistant coach, he, you know, Giannis could hear him, you know, telling guys when Giannis had the ball taken off the court, he's telling them back off, you know, telling them to step back. And so they were doing that, and that allowed him to hit threes late. And he got to the point where he almost wanted to say, hey, that was last year. That was last year. And this is obviously a new year. So he was really great down the stretch. Those threes were critical, and obviously making those free throws helped too.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Real quick, have you been at a game, or have you witnessed a quarter like Jaren Jackson had tonight? That was unconscious.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was loving it. I was sitting there and I was like, this is ridiculous. This is fun. The crowd was hyped. Like I can't necessarily recall. I mean, Giannis has had obviously a 52-point game, but just the way that he was doing it all from the 3-point range. I mean, I don't know that I've necessarily seen that. Seeing somebody shoot like 7 of 11. In a quarter on threes, and he has such a funky like shot and release and all this stuff. Like, it doesn't look great, but man, it those go down. I mean, the finish 9 of 15. You're not a bad. You can't be a bad 3-point shooter if you're 9 of 15 in a game. That's just amazing. It was fun to watch. I enjoyed the vibe of the crowd. And even when he banked that one in, it was just like, man, he's got it going. So I enjoyed it.
He could. I think at one point he could have just threw it behind his back and it would have went in. Just throw it up anywhere and it was going to go in. Matt,
I wish he tried. That would have been great.
that would have capped that quarter for sure. Hey, no, final thing. I lied. Real quick. How much are we gonna lay on the line here? How much would you pay to just fast forward to the Lakers Bucks matchup on Thursday?
Oh, I'm not fast forwarding at all. I want to see Luka on Monday. You know,
that's true.
The Bucks versus Mavericks, I'm not fast-forwarding at all. I mean, I full disclosure, I won't be at the game tomorrow night. I didn't let you guys know that yet, but I got a wedding, so my colleague Ben Steele will be taking the game tomorrow. But, you know, I'll jump into Monday and look forward to Luka Doncic and the Mavericks coming to visit Pfizer Forum, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you're right. You can't look over anybody, let alone Cleveland. You never know, man. You just never know.
You never know.
Yep. You never know. Matt Velazquez, Journal Sentinel, JS Online. Always a pleasure, man. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
All right, there he is, and he joined me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
Two big-time things that made me say, are you kidding me? In a Bucks 127-114 victory. We'll have that for you next here on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game.
Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
17 consecutive victories for the Milwaukee Bucks as they beat the Grizzlies tonight, 127-113. I believe in every game this year they've been over 100 points. Margin of victory is right on par for what they've been doing, about a little over 13 points, right around 13.5-point margin of victory. For the Bucks this year, they've won 21 of their last 22 games. And are you kidding me? And this victory tonight, two things. One is, well, Jaren Jackson, you heard Matt Velazquez of the Journal Sentinel just talk about that. And I sort of agreed with him, and I wasn't there, obviously. And he was. He was in the FedEx Forum, and he said, man, he got caught up and the crowd going crazy, and this guy has a funky delivery, and anything he throws up there is going in. I can appreciate that. I can. He's a pro athlete too, Jaren Jackson. And when a guy is in a zone, he's in a zone. And are you kidding me, though? That dude just hit another one. 7 threes in a quarter, 26 points in that third quarter for Jaren Jackson alone. 9 for 16 from three-point land tonight. That is an are you kidding me moment. The other, we can play the highlight here. It's Giannis. I guess maybe he demonstrated too much that he's really, really good.
Giannis sees a three-man defensive wall. Gets it back. Right-handed hammer. Middleton back to Giannis. Has been assessed a technical foul.
Well, Leon Wood has been the bane of his existence tonight.
The bane of his existence tonight. There's Marcus Johnson, Jim Paschke, Fox Sports Wisconsin. Are you kidding me? Gets teed up for that. Uh-uh.
So, Tim, I saw a tweet regarding that particular incident in this game. Mm-hmm. So Bruno Caboclo is a Brazilian, and he and Giannis faced each other this past summer in the FIBA World Cup. And Greece lost the game, and Bruno Caboclo was guarding him most of the game, and he was called the Giannis Stopper. That's from Armchair A&R on Twitter. So I don't recall that game, but I do know Greece obviously struggled with Giannis in the FIBA World Cup, and maybe that was a little bit of payback right there from the Greek freak.
No, but it makes sense then that he took it like he did, Giannis.
Yeah, you know how much of a countryman Giannis is. I mean, he's a Greek patriot for sure.
Almost like a payback situation for lack of another term, that he was maybe a little more jazzed because of it. I don't know, but Mitch may have made the biggest point of the night so far, and that is I think other superstars will leave the names alone, but I don't think they get teed up. There's no way they get teed up for what Giannis did tonight. So we'll see. Giannis still, in a weird way, has to still earn his stripes around the league, around the association. I just don't know why, but it just seems like that to me. I know he's the MVP, but it's nights like this that it really makes you wonder a little bit. So they get the victory, 127-114. And I want to get in, just before we get out of here, I want to get in a couple of comments from Wes Matthews I thought were pretty interesting.
I don't care. I'm going to try to lock up whoever it is. Signed with the job to guard him, and got help built in, but I'm trying to make things tough.
You guys switched a lot in the fourth quarter for the first time this year. Just kind of what did you see from that, and how do you think you guys executed with that?
We won the game, so we'll take it. We got to make adjustments. Credit them. They got hot, extremely hot in that third quarter, and we had to do something a little bit different, and we were able to take some things away. Missed a couple shots. We were able to get rebounds, execute on the offense end, and take the game over.
That group in the third quarter went on a 7-2 run to make it a 5-point game. How much does that help you guys to kind of?
We're a deep team, and at no point in this game did we where we shook or where we rattled. You know, we know, we trust everybody that's stepping on this court, everybody in this locker room. And so, you know, we know what everybody's capable of. And we knew we hadn't played our best basketball yet. And we knew that we were going to get everybody's best shot. And, you know, we need games like this. And we need to be able to win games like this.
Yeah, they do need games just like this. And I think it was a big test within the game. They saw how the game was flowing, and it was flowing against them. And it was a huge, huge test. And it was answered by the Milwaukee Bucks. Wes Matthews there, he also mentioned the depth on this team. And Mayor Mitch and I were talking off the air. It's like sometimes you almost forget about certain players when they get rotated in. It's like, oh, that's right, there's Sterling Brown there. And then Connaughton, that's right, Connaughton is a Korvert, you forget. And I think that's the strength, clearly a strength of this team. And I think Budenholzer, I don't think he's quite there yet. And we're, 26 games in here? I don't think he's there yet with the optimal way to use these guys. I think he's still figuring out his team. And that's that, again, that's a great sign as well. So the Bucks do get the victory, 127-114. They're marked now 23-3, 17 consecutive victories, a 17-game winning streak for your Milwaukee Bucks. And they're at home tomorrow, a back-to-back, as Cleveland is in. And speaking of which, Kevin Love, any interest in him, Bucks fans? Mitch, you got interest in Kevin Love?
I don't know
bit?
If they have a spot for him, but maybe if you want to go really big like they did last year with Mirotić, you run Giannis at the 3, Love at the 4, and Brook Lopez at the 5. That would be interesting. I just don't know if they have the assets to get him.
I wouldn't do a thing. Honestly, I wouldn't do a thing. Although there's a little bit of a tug of war in Cleveland. Some reports say that they're going to want a number 1 if they're going to move him. Others say that they're going to want a 1 with him to take on that money. So, there's your tug of war. Going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Back on the air tomorrow night. Baby Tausch is back in here. He had Admirals tonight, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I think
but,
so.
He missed a big-time comeback victory by the Milwaukee Bucks. Mayor Mitch, nice job. Thanks to Matt Velasquez. You guys have a great night. We'll see you Sunday morning for Fantasy Football Weekly. Once again, the final tonight, 127-114. The Bucks with another win. They're 17 straight.